Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Oh, we want this to be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. We want you to join in song and prayer and in the Word, in the worship, and let's just lift our faith to God and let the Lord bless each one of us. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for being here. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry and inviting them to worship with you. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. It's wonderful to start each service with the Word of God. From Romans 11:33, he says, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor?" Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life on the Word of God for today's broadcast. If you don't get anything else out of the broadcast service, I trust that the few little scriptures that we read touch your heart somehow. All right, have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information shortly. And let's take a Holiness Hymns, and let's go to page 215. Sing along with us on When the Milk and Honey Flows.
I am living
now in Cana,
where the fruit
so richly grows.
Where the saints are
all rejoicing.
Where the milk and honey flows. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
In my heart,
the love light grows.
Well, I'm so happy, shouting, singing, hallelujah. Where the milk and honey flows. I will tell it, I will sing it.
O'er the land and o'er the sea.
How the precious blood has cleansed me.
How that Jesus sets me free.
Oh, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
In my heart, the love light grows.
And I'm so happy, shouting, singing, hallelujah. Where the milk and honey flows.
Hallelujah. Well, let's let it flow today.
Oh, the joy bells now are ringing.
In my soul, from day to day, of His love I'll keep on singing.
As I travel on my way.
Well,
I'm so happy.
Glory, hallelujah.
In my heart, the love light grows.
Well, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
shouting, singing,
hallelujah.
Oh, where the milk,
and honey
flows. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
In my heart,
the
love light
grows.
Well, I'm so happy. Shouting, singing,
hallelujah.
Where the milk,
and honey
flows. Hallelujah. Where there's victory, where the milk and honey flows. Cana land was a land where the milk and honey flowed, but it was also a land where the giants were. But Caleb and Joshua said, we are well able to go in and take the land. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful, fruitful place, and there's victory for each giant. John chapter 5 and verse 30. See, our precious promise says, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. Let's learn how much we really need to depend on the Lord Jesus. John the Beloved, he said he couldn't do anything of his own self. So, you know, he said, but I can't seek to do my own will. But he said, I seek to do the will of the Father which sent me. Oh, how we need the Lord. One songwriter says, I cannot make it by myself. I need the Lord. Let's put ourselves in that kind of a prayer life today, and let's express to Him how much we really need Him. Pour your heart out to Him today. We come to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We're so inable and incapable, Lord, of doing anything ourselves. We hear and we judge, and Lord, you know, but sometimes we seek to do our own. But Lord, help us to take instructions from John and seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. It's not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, this was the model prayer prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane when you said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, thy will be done. Help us, Lord, as saints of God in this listening audience today. I pray that we'll be submissive to your will. Lord, we'll bring you honest prayer lives, and we'll confess to you. And Lord, we'll become clay in the potter's hand. Make us and mold us and use us in your image. Lift us up above the shadows. Help us, Lord, to let our light so shine before men so they can see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Stir this service today. Stir each one that's worshiping with us. Help us, Lord, to realize just how necessity you are, how much, Lord, we really need to depend on you. We're so limited in our own selves. Give us grace and favor today, we pray, in Jesus' name. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something
wonderful
happened,
and now
I know he touched me and made me again. Like I've been doing, I'll give you contact information at the very end of the service today. So if you will, be ready to take it down, and please let us hear from you, whether it's by letter or by phone call or by text. We'd be so happy to hear from you. All right, let's let down your nets.
Why don't you let down your nets?
Down into the water, there's a blessing way you cannot contain.
If you
just let down your nets, way down in the water. clerk is pouring out the latter rain. There are some of you diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns in your mind. You've let the prophets of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus doesn't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down your nets? Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you'll just let down your nets, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. Your soul is so thirsty, your soul battle weary, your body's weak and tired from the pain. Well, it's time to get up. Stand up on the Bible. He's pouring out the latter rain. When old Satan comes to you, your weapons are not carnal. The blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to fight, remember what old Paul did and shake that old snake off in the fire. Why don't you let down your nets? Way down in the water, there's a blessing flowing you cannot contain. If you'll just let down your nets, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. Listen to this now. When old Satan comes to you, your weapons are not carnal. The blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did and shake that old snake off in the fire. Why don't you let down your nets? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you'll just let down your nets, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8, he says, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air." There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. The mailing address is the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Why don't you let down your nets? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you'll just let down your net.